Hi, this is Cheryl Avila, and in honor of Military Family Appreciation Month, I thought I would read to you a story about my mom. Now, I have to admit, this is my third or fourth attempt at trying to get through this because my voice keeps breaking because I keep crying. So, one more try, and I'll try very hard not to get too emotional. Okay, here it goes. Although she was never saluted, never received a service ribbon, a promotion, nor honored at a Helen farewell, she was the reason all these things did happen for my dad. Even after being warned about dating a flyboy, my mom married my dad, but only after she waited a year for him to return from Korea. She not only married my dad, she sacrificed her dreams for him, for our family, and for his military career. I don't remember a lot about when my dad left for Vietnam, but I do remember my mom trying to make life for my brothers and I as normal as possible while he was gone. When he returned, we moved to Germany, and that I remember. I think my mom wanted our life in Germany to be as not normal, meaning different than life in the U.S., as possible. She wanted us to experience all that living in a foreign country could offer. Mom made sure we tried to speak the language, we ate the local food, we attended culture events, and we traveled as often as possible. When we returned to the United States, Dad went back to school for a graduate degree, and it seemed we moved every summer for a few years. During our elementary school years, Mom became our first teacher. Not knowing where we were going to school, Mom insisted we spend every summer preparing for the following school year by completing grade-level workbooks. Some of my fondest memories are my mom taking us to the library every Saturday morning with a large stack of books. She would let my brothers and I each choose a few books to check out for the week, and the following Saturday, we would return those books and check out more. With all our PCSs, it was Mom's job to supervise the packing and unpacking. She had moving day down to a science. She had her clipboard ready when the moving truck pulled up and had told each of us kids our jobs for the day. I remember our jobs included putting stickers on boxes, labeling contents with a marker, and making sure their movers had water and snacks. When we arrived at our new base, she acted as the traffic cop, making sure all the boxes got to the proper room. As an adult, I have moved quite a few times myself, but my moves never went as smoothly as when my mom was in charge. In addition to orchestrating all the moves, doing all the shopping, cooking all the meals, cleaning the house, and overseeing my brothers and my schoolwork, Mom was also very involved in the Officers' Wives Club and all the bases we were stationed. I remember when we were stationed at Fort Hood, Texas, the general's wife had my mom constantly involved in one project after another. Mom never said no when asked to help, especially if the project benefited children. When I started high school, my dad got orders to Korea. I didn't even know where Korea was at the time, and as a teenager, I couldn't believe my parents would ruin my life by dragging me across the globe. My mom kept reassuring me there would be other teenagers there. I would make new friends and have experience that most kids would never have. Fortunately, Mom was right. The friends I made while in Korea are the people I feel the closest to now, over 30 years later. When we reminisce on Facebook about trips we took or experiences we had, I realize how special that time was in my life. In addition to the love, encouragement, and support my mom gave me as I was growing up, as I became a young adult, my mom gave me something even more precious. She gave me my freedom. She let me go, and she let me make my own mistakes. At the time, I had no idea how difficult this must have been for her. But now, as a parent of two young adults of my own, I sometimes wonder, how did she just let me walk out of the house? I realize now my mom knew she did her part as a parent. She also knew that I needed to leave in order to learn how to become a responsible, independent adult. I realize now that while I was struggling as a young adult, My mom felt every tear I cried. I realize now how much it must have hurt her to watch me fall. I also realize now how proud she was when I picked myself up after each fall and moved forward. I realize now how grateful I am to my mom and how desperately I miss her. I love you, Mom.